talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, squirters and squirt lovers and squirt likers, and squirt lickers. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. Matter of fact, we are all children of squirt. Usually the man's, though. But the woman's is more about recreation than procreation. And we do love our recreational sex here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, here on Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation for your hard drive. And tonight we are continuing a very special tradition here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. It's called Squirt Salon. That's right. We're up to number 32. Unbelievably. And I'm very excited about tonight's show. Whatever happens. However much rain falls down, one of the great squirting stars of the universe is here with us tonight. And she has broken records in Squirt Salon's past. Oh, yeah. The squirt is like the revelation, you know, it's holy water, you can't make it happen. Anybody says that they're forcing it, that they can predict that it'll happen, and they're probably using one of those techniques to kind of fake it. But real squirt, real holy water, real amrita, is very special, very mysterious, and it comes when it wants. But, that being said, my squirting star guest is pretty much, let's just call her MILF Faithful, because she keeps getting younger every time. time I see her. She is the great Texas geyser of desire, and just with, you know, one of those hearts as big as Texas, and the boobs to house it, you know, and the legs to walk it around. I mean, and brothers and sisters, can you put your hands together for my guest of honor, Dumay? April showers bring Dumay the flower. And you look like such a flower tonight in your hot pink. Perfect contrast to our kind of turquoise blue theme tonight of, you know, watery depths. How you doing?
Doing good. So good to be here again.
Oh, we've missed you.
I've missed you too.
Yes. And, you know, you have, like I said, been a record breaker on this show. Not just a wonderful friend, I feel you are, but just this force of nature. And and I just have a DVD here that I wanted to give you that it has your two shows that you were on here. Actually, you were on three where you squirted. You were on four, the first one. We just talked, but, you know, we like to take it slow, like foreplay. But this one shows your record-breaking squirt salon, number 27, where you actually squirt 29 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't counting.
Well, you know, neither were we, because we were having such a good time. But it became such a kind of classic video that, I mean, it's like, it's, everybody counts them. And there's a clip that's viral that, you know, kind of got out and about. And it's got 27 times in it. And everyone's just amazed at the 27 times. But if you look at the whole show, it's 29 times. I don't know, Dumay. How do you do it?
I don't know the real secret of it.
Well, that's honest. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people claim to know the secret of female ejaculation. And then there are some people that just kind of do it. And you just do it. Don't you?
Well, yes, but it has to be in a very sexual atmosphere, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't just do it anywhere.
In a department store or...
Yeah, you know, no.
Not when you're going over accounting, maybe. right, a sexual atmosphere. And what does that mean for you? Break that down a little.
You know, it can be visual. It can be, like, scented candles.
Candles.
Yes,
we have candles.
Candles. Mm-hmm.
Our candles are shaped like dicks.
Yeah.
From Pipe Dream Toys. Yeah. They're pretty cool. Yeah. And I would think, you know, the right people around you. I mean, do you
Absolutely.
Usually squirt when you masturbate, or not?
No.
No. So it's definitely a thing you do with people.
Yes, it's got to be usually somebody that definitely enjoys it. Because if they don't enjoy it, then I won't even go there.
Well,
I have to hold back. Yeah, I hold back. Yeah.
Well, there's so many people that enjoy it. Why should you even ever be with someone that doesn't enjoy it?
A lot of them are afraid of it.
And I can imagine you converting people.
Trying.
Yeah.
Trying.
No, I know. You're right. Because I know you have so many fans. And some of your fans maybe aren't so into it. In fact, one of them tweeted me, like, "Hey, Dr. Susie, you're a little squirt crazy, aren't you?" Kind of implying that, you know, he loves you, but he's a little afraid of the squirt. Yeah. It's a force of womanhood. It's very powerful. Very exciting. And yours, I mean, I've noticed over the squirt salons that you've done it in different ways for different reasons. You know, sometimes clitoral stimulation, but usually G-spot stimulation, would you say?
Mostly it's clitoral.
Mostly
just
clitoral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, but sometimes G-spot, I mean, there's some going in, but maybe not so much.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need that.
Wow. Well, what is that? Is that something in my headphones? Is that something? Yeah? Okay. We're all starting to get excited about squirrels. So is our equipment. Well, you know, a lot of women squirt through G-spot. I don't know. I mean, that's when I've squirted, it's been through G-spot. And just recently, a paper was published by Dr. Adam Orstensky. I had to write it down because his name is too weird for me to remember. I'm sorry. Adam Orstensky. Osterzensky. Osterzensky? Sounds like something that would blend your food well. No, that's an osterizer. Anyway, Dr. Osterzensky is a Florida gynecologist who did a study on one cadaver and said that he found her G-spot, this 82-year-old lady. Now, I'm all for finding the G-spot. I'm a big G-spot believer. I am, because I have one, and I've found them in other women. But this study seems a little shaky to me, you know, just to say we found the G-spot based on a cadaver. But then again, the studies that say there is no G-spot are very shaky as well. It's like a lot of shaky people are out there doing studies on G-spots to get their name in the paper because G-spots are hot.
Do you get your name in the paper if you do a study?
Yep.
Yeah, because I did a study on my wife. And
yeah, at least yours is alive. This guy did a dead woman study.
There's definitely a G-spot there.
There you go. See, you could get your name in the paper for that. Let's just publish that the right way. You got to do it through the right channels,
though. It's a one-man, one-woman study.
Yes. Well, at least, I mean, seems better than a one-man, one-cadaver study. But anyway, the G-spot is obviously this source of great controversy, and it's what a lot of women feel a lot of pleasure from, as well as often squirt from. But, you know, some of the most prolific squirters I know, including Dumay and including Annie Boddy, who's kind of gotten out of the squirting business. Maybe it happens at some point. But she's now in the wrestling business. She was also clitoral stimulation. So Dumay, have you been doing a lot of squirting this week? You've been spilling all my holy water?
Every day.
Wowie zowie. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, they say that there's no more oil wells in Texas, but there are geysers, and Dumay is one. Yeah, and we're just so thrilled to have you here. And we brought our umbrellas, you know, and you brought some friends, I see. So I'm going to introduce your friends. First of all, you've got your friend Angie right here, Angie Noir. Welcome, Angie Noir. Oh, can we turn her microphone on? Hello? Get close to it.
I'm here.
There you are. Yes, very close, like you're giving it head.
Okay.
Don't slobber on it. So, Angie Noir, welcome to Radio Suzy One. And you're a friend of Dumay's.
Yes.
How long have you been friends?
Well, I think just a few months ago we met on Twitter. And
you met on Twitter, of course.
Yes.
Isn't that where everybody meets these days?
Mm-hmm. And I find out she's will be shooting the same shoot the girlfriend film. So that's way we met in Florida, and we was shooting together.
You have a very sexy accent. It makes me hungry. Is it because you're
from Hungary?
When did you come over here?
14 years ago.
Wow. So what an age to come over and change your whole life, huh?
Yep.
And you're also an artist, right?
Yes.
I say also. We didn't say what you are. You're obviously a hot MILF.
Thank you.
Yes. And Dumay, of course, is the queen of the MILFs, I think. Don't you have that title?
Actually,
I'm going to give you that title, okay? I think I'd like to give you that title right
Super
now.
Milf, something
Super
like
Milf.
That.
Oh, Uber Milf. Mm. Uber, because you're German descent, right? So Uber Milf with the umlaut, right? Okay. And Angie, you are a hot Milf, sexy Milf.
Thank you.
And you've just recently gotten into this porn business, right?
Yes.
You've been an artist, or
yes.
You're still an artist.
I'm still an artist. That's my main part, and now I'm enjoying having fun.
So art is no fun.
No, it's fun, but I am find out something what I like to do. And
yeah. But you do erotic art.
Yes.
That's kind
yes.
of fun, huh?
Yes, definitely.
The erotic art, in fact, you were in an art show that I judged, of all things.
Yes.
I don't usually like to judge things or people. I'm very non-judgmental. But I judged this art show, and you're in it.
Yes.
And I hope you won something. Well, you got in it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's on your website, right?
Yes, and my artwork went on the Europe tour and just got back, so I'm very happy.
You're very happy.
Yes.
And you had Dume squirt all over you, huh?
Yes.
What was that like?
Actually, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was I was like not was accepting, but it was so cool.
Yes. Aw. And had you ever experienced that before?
Yes, I had before.
And have you squirted?
Yes, sometimes. Yes,
sometimes.
But I'm not this skin controlling like her.
No one is like Dume.
No one.
No one. There's no person. But you have squirted.
Yes.
And from your G-spot or from your clitoris or from your elbow? Or
sorry, my English is not as good. I
oh,
don't know which one.
Inside?
Part.
Do you do the finger thing or do you more from the clitoris and rubbing?
It's both.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you feel you have a G-spot?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm glad. And how about you, Dume? I mean, your G-spot isn't part of the squirting, but does it... You're not so G-spot oriented.
Mm, not so much.
It's such a powerful clip. I guess. I mean, besides your clip, what's your second most erogenous zone?
What is it, honey?
Okay, I think we're going to introduce Honey now. Okay, Honey is up next. That would be Larry.
Yeah,
Larry Dume. Okay. So can we turn Larry's mic on? This is the man behind the woman.
Yes, I am.
And he's big enough to handle it. Right? I mean, six foot 12?
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm. So, okay. Hi, Larry.
Oh, hell yes. Hello, everybody. I enjoy being here.
Larry's as big as Texas.
Yeah.
And so what's Dume's second most erogenous zone next to her clit?
Oh, hell yeah. She loves anal sex. I go for it.
Wow. Do you squirt from anal sex?
That was actually the first time I ever squirted, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't done that on my show.
No, I haven't.
Wow.
That's another show, right?
I don't know.
What she did is scare the hell out of both of us.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I kind of like being scared by things. I'm not into horror movies, you know, with blood and stuff.
When I squirted, we didn't know what that was.
We thought something broke.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The dam broke, right?
Yeah,
wow.
Something.
So you were having anal sex in what position?
Doggy.
Yeah, she was laying flat on the ground. I was doing doggy style and going at it good and hard. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, splash. What the fuck was that? I had no idea. And we better go to the hospital. I don't know.
Wow. You thought something, you know, broken water or something. So, now, how long had you been together?
Shoot, we've been married about 15 years, probably about that time. Mm-hmm. And then she squirted, and she's been squirting ever since. She got into books, started reading, what is it? Because we didn't know. So
kept asking my girlfriends, but they really didn't have the answers for me.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been married now?
32 years.
32.
Oh, my God. I just celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary. I thought I was hot stuff.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are amazing. That's terrific. That is excellent. And so Yeah, so you didn't do it at first. This is something that it seems like a little more mature women tend to get into. Some young do it, but it's one of those things that some women kind of develop or release, maybe. Was this before you got into porn or after?
Oh, yes, it was quite before. A few years before she got into the porn.
And I wouldn't squirt with anybody else. But
no, yeah. She wouldn't do it at all. And when she did squirt in her first porn movie, just like jaws were dropping, I thought, oh, we got to shoot this girl. And everybody all of a sudden jumped on the bandwagon. We got to get Dumay, got to get Dumay. She squirts. So.
Yeah. Wow. And so you're really riding this bandwagon, aren't you?
Riding the wave.
Yeah, the wave. Right. That's the wave. Yeah. And right now, you are like in the running with all these hot young girls for Miss Free Ones, and you're like up there, like number 18 or something,
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's amazing because all of them are just these young things, and you're right there, and you look fantastic. And by the way, tweeps, if you're listening to this live, I don't know when the contest ends. When does it end?
I think two more days.
Yeah, I think
okay,
it's two more days.
Now's your chance to vote Dumay. Mm-hmm. Okay, have a look at her. You know, make sure that I'm giving you the right advice here. But I don't think I'd steer you wrong. Vote Dumay. Okay, Free Ones. Okay, and so you guys have been into the porn thing for how long?
11 years now.
Yeah, going 11 years.
And you just did it. You've been doing girlfriends films today.
Yeah, she's been shooting all week.
5 days. Mm-hmm.
Are you like the girlfriend, or are you the mom? What do you play?
It's the series that's of me, the Road Queen.
Road Queen.
Road Queen. I drive around in a hot 1951 Ford, custom Ford.
Yeah.
And footloose, fancy free, and just stop in when I see a pretty little thing and have my fun, and then I kind of keep driving.
Right. And these are all girls?
All girls.
All girls.
All girls.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing this series since 2005 now. Yeah.
Wow. And so today, did you squirt?
Yes, I did.
Did. Drinking that water.
Yeah. On a new girl. She was not sure yet. So I was gentle.
Oh, the new girl. Mm-hmm. The lucky new girl. Mm-hmm.
but not like Angie here. Angie's like, give it to me in my face. She wanted it all over.
Yeah. I don't usually pour water for my guests, but
Thank you.
She's
poured
like a couple
some?
Gallons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
So have you squirted today, Angie?
No, not today.
Not today?
I was in the rush getting your show, so the shoot was short.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you, Dan, for letting these lovely ladies go.
Thank you.
I also want to introduce the new girl in town. Okay, except that, do I have her name written down? She's so new. Oh, here she is. Lola Hart. Hello, Lola. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you for having me.
So you are about to step into this wild and wonderful world of erotic entertainment.
Yes, I am.
Huh. And why?
I love sex.
Love sex.
I love being watched.
Oh,
I love watching.
Hey, Nori,
okay.
I can't hear him out here. I can't hear her at the bar.
Okay.
The guest speaker, the guest microphone.
Talk
can
a little
you hear me
closer.
Now?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a little better. Yeah. So you like sex, or you love sex?
I love
and
sex.
And you like to be watched?
Yes, I do.
Uh huh. And when did you discover that?
About 2 years ago, actually.
Yeah, what happened?
I was actually dating this guy, and he said, would I mind if I let him watch while I do his friend? I did it, and I loved it.
He did the cuckold thing.
Next.
Wow. That's and he liked it too.
Yes.
Did he have sex with you afterwards?
No, he just likes to watch.
He just likes to watch.
Yes.
He's a cuckold. That's just. He's like a cuckold voyeur.
Yeah.
Mm, I see. Okay. Well, was he the director of the? Did he? He did.
No, just watching, just sitting there watching.
Ah, okay.
I loved it.
Mm, yes. You like showing off, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you ever squirted?
No, not yet.
Not
hopefully
yet.
I can learn a few tips.
Well, maybe. Maybe, you know.
I love to squirt all
there's
over
some,
the place.
There's some mystery to it, but, you know, and sometimes it involves certain techniques and others. And for Dume, I don't know if it's really a technique as much as a feeling.
Yes.
A feeling.
Very sexual feeling.
Mm. Right. So, that sexual feeling. Well, you know, I'm going to give everybody some party favors from Adult Play Parlor to maybe get a sexual feeling going. I don't know. Or just a good feeling. And, of course, Dume, you know, what would you like here? We have all kinds of little goodies here for you. Choose from a pussy pump is one thing. I don't know. I mean, I've never used one of those. But have you ever used one?
No.
No? I don't know if you'd like one of those.
How about if I just do this?
Why don't we just do this? Okay. Actually, these are supposed to be part of the set.
All right.
What'd you get?
Deep throat.
You got deep throat. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. That's not so much a present for you as a present for Larry. That's his present. Okay. That numbs your throat so that you can deep throat. It actually kind of works.
Hey, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
That's it.
Pick another prize, because that's really more for him. Yeah. But Adult Play Parlor C has toys for girls and guys.
Oh.
What do we got?
A
little baby. What is this? A tongue ring. A vibrating tongue ring.
Okay. So it's together.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it goes together.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll work.
It's still all for him.
We'll make it work,
I don't
honey.
Know if the... he could wear the tongue ring, maybe. You could do the throat, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And now what would you
Thank
like,
you
ma'am?
Much.
Yeah. Pussy pump? That's the big one.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Pick a toy, any toy. Ah, what have we got here? Something. A vibrator. A hustler vibrator.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if it has battery in it. Do you like vibrators or you don't like them so much? Well, you do. You picked it.
Oh, hell, I'll go for that big-ass pussy pump.
Oh, okay.
Hell yes.
And here we go. Lola, whatever Lola wants, Lola
Bingo
gets. Lola got a pink glow. Okay.
Hey,
also, Larry, this is for you to make you feel very good.
Oh, yeah. This is way too long.
So, no, you have to read the numbers. You see the numbers?
Yeah, if I had some glasses on.
Oh, okay. So, you like vibrators, Dume? I don't recall you doing vibrators.
No, not too much.
No, you're just a real people person. Well, then, you know, I think you should just come up here on the bed. Hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's your cue.
I mean, you know, you can leave the throat spray over there.
Turn that one off. There we go.
Oh, Dume gave me this. Look at this. Isn't this beautiful? Look at this. I think I'm going to put it on now. Oh, hey, this is so pretty.
Mm.
Oh, and now we need I think I should get on this side, right? This is a good side. This way my mic is over here, and this is here. And let's see, I think we need a microphone for Dume. Microphone, there it is. But I need somebody that knows what they're doing to get the microphone.
test.
Let's just, move things aside. We have a Sibian, but you're not interested in the Sibian. We just got it. But you don't...
No, I haven't ever tried a Sibian.
You haven't tried it, no. And you're afraid of it.
I am afraid of it.
Wow.
I'm afraid I'll short-circuit it or something.
Wow. Well, we've got champagne glasses already up here.
All right.
You know, I mean...
This is my spot right in the middle.
Your spot? I've got an umbrella. Okay.
You got a couple umbrellas.
Yeah. Now, we haven't done the regular sort of ritual here. I don't know if that is a good thing for you right now, but the agua salt-licking ritual. Would you like to do the agua salt-licking ritual? Perhaps Angie could come up and
yes.
We could learn the agua salt-licking ritual.
Yes,
and
yes.
I need Tasia now. Tasia? Tasia? Yeah. Okay, or Helen, can you just take these glasses for me? Where is everybody when I need them? Now, this is my gorilla back here. I don't know if you should be leaning against him. He's got my, these are my monkey bars right here. They're kind of cool.
I just
he can watch you. He'll be...
Here's Angie.
Yeah, here's Angie. And now we need our agua shots. We're going to do a little...
Who's getting them?
I think Tate is going to get them. Yeah, put the umbrellas back there. That's very good. I mean, let's just see. I think the umbrellas give a nice kind of tent-like feeling. Although, maybe they should move away. So, this is... Yep. Agua shots, yeah. Oh, and the actual salt. This is a tradition in the speakeasy, which involves the ingesting of agua coca leaf liqueur, which is made from the coca leaf, but perfectly legal. Okay? And there's a certain ritual to drinking it. Salt, which involves, I need the salt first, okay. Oh, here's the salt. Now, this isn't what it looks like, and you shouldn't snort it, because it'll hurt if you snort it. But what you need to do is, the best surface is really the boob, I think. The boob is the best surface. You can use the butt or anything else, really, but any skin surface. But you want to lick the surface of the skin, then put the powder on, and then lick up the powder, and then you do your shot out of the beautifully sculpted penis shot glass from Adult Play Parlor. Yes. And so, okay, I'll go first. Oh, you have boobies. Let's have you go first. Yes. You're boobies. Okay. Yep. Aw. The first Dume booby. Beautiful. Okay. Here we go. And a little salt. And now. Gotta make sure you get all the salt. Delicious.
Nipple's hard.
That nipple is hard. Okay.
Yours is peeking.
Mine is peeking. Yes. Exhilarating.
Good stuff. Huh?
Okay, it's very good stuff. All right. So, would you like to partake? Mm-hmm. Angie? Okay, other tip? Yes? Okay. Okay, so yes, you get the nipple prepared by licking the surface. How's she doing there, Larry?
Did a good job. Looks good from here.
Yeah. Okay, they're both pretty hard there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now here goes the salt onto the nipple. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. And, very nice, sensuous, beautiful suck. Such a sensuous, beautiful suck. Angie knows her way around a nipple, that's for sure. She may be new to porn, but she is not new to nipples. No. And now, down the hatch. Well, right. Okay. Balls up. Best to drink it balls up, even though that would not necessarily be the way to suck a guy's cock.
Do the opposite of what you think you should do.
Something like that. That's how these are. Okay, but you didn't have any.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
My turn.
All right. So, well, I'll offer mine first. You have to have two. You have to have one from each of us. Okay. That'll work for you. Okay, here we go. Beautiful dume and such a nice fluttery tongue. Ah, that feels so nice. And now the salt. Oh, it. Here we go. And now the lick of the salt. Oh, what a nice soft tongue. Oh, what a delicious suck. Feels so good, and I'm looking right at Lola's pretty smile. I'm just surrounded by feminine pulchritude. Yummy.
Yummy.
Yeah, yummy. But now you have to do your friends, because she's your friend, right?
More yum.
Okay. Whoa-ho!
Oh, there we go.
Some titskies. She has such smooth skin, Dume. Really. Just so smooth. I'm woman handling your wife. Is that okay?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, yes, whoa.
All right, then. Well, you've been inducted into the Speakeasy Society of MILFs and drunks and geniuses. Ethical hedonists. Yeah. So, well, you know, I see that you're not wearing very much under there. Not like anything. Which is really cool. I'm going to have to give you a pair of panties for Panty Boy, but for now, what are you wearing a dress for since you're wearing no panties?
It's a no panty dress.
It's a no panty dress.
Whoops.
Tasia's just so transfixed she can't get the microphone in front of her. It's a no-panty dress. Okay. And you're also wearing a no-panty dress.
Yes.
Yes. It's very expedient. Yes. Okay. Well, why wear the dress then?
I like the color.
Oh, okay. It is a nice color. So keep the dress on. Yeah. Well,
good.
Yeah, you're the queen. You know? Look at these tits. Man, Larry.
Oh, hell yes. I'm a happy camper.
I bet. Wow. Okay, so I think that someone should hold this microphone. How about Tasia? But you know, you're going to have to maybe move an umbrella, Tasia, and get sort of around the bend here. We're going to just try to get ourselves comfortable because, you know... And Angie, why don't you just come right over here? By the way, we are on a love rug at the moment, which is precisely made for the squirting person. You can move that umbrella, too. That looks like it's kind of in the way. Although, put it back here. Maybe. Here you are in my tent again. But now the mic is gone. There it is. That pesky little microphone.
I might ask you to hold the mic.
Yeah. How
at
about
times,
Angie
yeah.
holds the mic? Angie, you could hold the mic with one hand and, you know, do stuff with the other hand. But I think we should both pull the other nipple out here. Of course, I don't have enough as you do, but ooh, yes. Beautiful.
Very sexy
women. This is the MILF Brigade. Okay. And now, see, the mic is now getting a good sound from your tits. Right. Very good. It's very good. Okay. Oh, Tasia's hooking up something very technological. I think I want to get back down onto this nipple.
There's enough for everybody, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and look at how beautifully shaved this pussy is with a little bit of hair right there. Can we see? And the tan lines. Look at this with the tan lines. Whoa. So pretty. Oh, yes. I almost knocked my penis over.
You did.
No, I didn't. I better drink it before I knock it over.
She's coming over on that side. Here's the little cap.
Here's the little cap, yes, for the song. Thank you. Very considerate. Yes. Okay. So, yes. Look at that pretty pussy. That pussy's gotten a lot of activity.
A lot of work.
People keep moving my microphone back to my lips, and I keep moving it away so I can lick you. That's what keeps happening.
Is good.
I know. Kissing is good. Larry, I'm expecting you to do the play-by-play when my mouth is full.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go again. Okay, take it away.
Oh, gracious. Okay, what do we have here, ladies and gentlemen? Dr. Susie is putting her lips on Dumais. A very soft kiss as Angie Noir is slipping in very slowly and sucking on a nipple while Dr. Susie is still giving the smacks to Dumais. It's a beautiful sight. Ladies and gentlemen, you should all be here. It's amazing. Amazing.
That was very good.
Thank you very much.
Oh. Wow.
Good going, Larry. Keep that up.
Now the mic.
You're actually listening to radio.
You know what? How about giving me the mic? I think that's going to be the best. Because, except that then it's going to go over. About if it goes under your legs, and if we short circuit, we'll die happy. How about we put it under this? Yeah, okay. Alright, so now I got this with it. I don't know about this. We have all these different obstacles in the way of our eroticism. Yeah, maybe Tasia, just you have to make yourself into like a snuggle. There you go, Tasia. She can get in there. She's a gymnast, so she can get into all kinds of little spaces. Yeah, but I've lost that hat. That's why I have this reserve hat that isn't as bulky for kissing. You know what, you can just talk into my microphone. I think that's what we should do.
Yeah.
Have you talked to mine?
More kissing.
Okay, Max, you do the play-by-play.
Larry, could you tell him what's going on?
Yeah,
because everyone in the that's listening is just hearing.
Pardon me, I'm sorry.
Wow, you're opening up. Now, is it possible we could open up your legs?
I'm shy.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I'm
right.
There, I'm getting there.
Yeah. How about if I put my mouth between?
That'll work.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she's now kissing another pair of lips.
I think that was some Secret Service agents from Los Angeles office.
My camera, guys. Yes, this is our camera, guys.
Oh, wow, look at all this paparazzi.
Just
click, click, click.
Oh, yeah, well, it's exhibitionist delight.
I need more kissing. I need more kissing.
Dr. Seuss, that's really a big turn-on for her, is kissing. She just really loves it a lot.
I only like it with certain people. I'm just going to give Angie a turn. Okay. You want to turn at the
three-way.
Kissing? Three-way kiss.
For our fans out there listening, Dr. Susie, Angie Nora are doing the lip lock on Demay as Demay is now playing with herself. It's an exciting sight to see. You should all be here. If not, you're listening, you have to imagine yourself. I think the floodgates are about to open, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful squirting. Dumais is a squirting star. Okay, we got some in the bowl. Yeah. Okay.
I gotta work on my aim, don't I?
Now, you know what? This is enough for a taste. Where is a champagne glass? You can keep squirting. It's better for the view to not have the bowl, but we do want to catch some in the bowl because this is holy water, brothers and sisters. This is champagne Dumais. And can we have a hand for Dumais? Oh, my God.
so beautiful. You are so amazing. And this is the beautiful champagne, clear as crystal.
Yeah. Woo!
I mean, I'd like to say it tastes like something, but it doesn't really taste like anything. It has a smell, very faint smell of flowers, and it's thicker than water, and yet it doesn't really... Where's the microphone? Can you get the mic? It doesn't really taste... it doesn't have much of a taste.
No. It's good.
More. There's more.
You would never know.
Did you ever have some like this?
I squirted it all over her mouth.
Oh, all over your mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
she
we could have this travel through the audience. Wait a second here. Yeah, let me just... One more slug, huh? Yeah, one more drink. Okay, slowly now. Yummy. I mean, actually, it's not like yummy. It's just clear and fresh and pretty much tasteless. But
yeah.
It is thick, and it's nothing at all like urine, brothers and sisters. This is holy water. This is not like urine. I mean, it has very, very slight traces of urine, is what the chemists say. But it is not urine. It is ejaculate. It is mostly water, but it has pussy juice. I mean, it's got something makes it a little thicker. Yeah, I guess low calorie.
Yeah,
certainly lower calorie than that sperm you guys have with all that semen. We got to bottle this. Champagne Dumais.
Watch out.
Okay, so you can take this around and see if anyone wants to drink some on camera, by the way. You can't sneak it off into the back.
You'll go some more?
No
sperm for you tonight.
Good. How are you feeling?
Fantastic. I want she doing more.
Yeah, she doing more. Well, we don't know. I mean, first of all, this is pretty wet, but it's not, you know, I mean, we could do more. Du Mor Dumais. April showers come from the Dumais.
Anyone in the audience? Oh, here we go. We have a... All right. All right.
Did he drink the whole thing?
There's a man for you.
He drank it all.
He did.
Everybody else is like...
No. Okay, I guess we need more. All right, but hold this for now. Because
we really need to bottle that stuff because she has so many fans are always asking for it.
Yeah. Now, is it possible? I guess. I don't know if it goes bad after a while. I think you have to probably have to ingest it. So, but maybe you could freeze it. And I don't know.
I don't know. Where's her? I don't know. Wasn't there like a... doctor here before was going to study it or
he was, but I think he drank it all himself. Dr. David from Israel.
Yes,
I think he just drank it all. He just wanted to, you know. But I don't know. Maybe he's going to come back with a definitive study that tells us more about the composition. But in any case...
Well, if it is a bodily fluid, I don't think you can actually transport it through... any sort of
We can certainly transport it to the bar and mix it with something.
Well, yeah.
This is all interstate here.
That's
right?
True.
You might be able to do it through courier, but
squirt shots.
Squirt shots.
There we go. Squirt.
You know?
Squirt shots.
Squirt shots.
We actually have some squirt out there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, we have the soda. Yeah. Oh, we have the soda pop. Squirt. Aren't we cute? Oh, my. Well, I think, what should we do? Should we just go back to kissing? Should we have another shot? Should we let Tasia do a shot off of something?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah? This is my new producer.
Yeah.
She's cuter than the other one, huh?
She is cute.
Okay, here she goes. What's she going to do a shot off of? Oh, you're shy. Look at you closing up your pussy. All right.
Wet spot.
Well, she'll just sit right down in the wet spot. You know, she's ready. Okay. So. I think I should take the other one just because.
She just jumps right in there, doesn't she? Mm.
MILF memories. Mama MILF memories.
When I was a baby, when I wanted milk, I'd go. Because I didn't talk.
Okay, so?
So.
Okay, now you get it. Except you get salt. No milk for you. Salt. And wait a second. That's my shot. Right, okay.
I'll refill it.
Yeah.
I got the salt, though.
Yeah, you do. Did you want another shot? No, you're good. Okay. Do you want some more water? It's hot in here, huh? How about some water? How about, you know, do you want to get sprayed down? Maybe we should bring over the dick squirter and spray you down.
No, I'm good. I'll just spray myself.
She's been squirting
all week. You're
going to
spray yourself. Okay. No, dick squirter. Okay. No machines, no dick squirter. But, yeah. Okay. Oh, this is my refill.
How about this? All right.
How about what? Okay, I think I'm going to do another nipple. That's what I'm going to do. I already got it wet. I'm going to wet it with the gut. Here we go. And, whoa. Cover. You're very good. You're very careful. Conscientious. And a squirter.
Yes.
You're just so conscientious. You release all your wildness through squirting, don't you?
When it's allowed.
When it's allowed. Yeah. It's more than allowed.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
You're so luscious. Okay, balls up, right? I don't know if we should applaud for drinking.
Yes.
Well, now I want to kiss you with my drunken mouth. Like kisses.
That's why I gave you the refill of the shot so we can get a refill of
the squirt.
I don't know where your bowl went to.
My bowl. Well, the bowl is around. I mean, once we feel the feeling, the bowl, here is the bowl, actually. You don't have to worry about the bowl. You have nothing to worry about at all.
You know what she worries about a lot?
What?
Squirting in a bed that's not hers.
Yes.
She, when we travel, we always get a room that has two queen beds, so she'll squirt in one, we sleep in another.
What's we'll a go wet through, bed?
Really?
When
what's
we
a
go
sex
to a friend's
bed,
house,
what is a sleep bed?
Anytime we go to a friend's house, we have something like that, she doesn't. Okay. She won't squirt unless she knows it's not her bed.
I want
so this is very rare.
This bed has been prepared for you. This bed is a squirt-friendly bed. This is for you, Dume.
Thank you.
We love you. Do we love Dume or what?
Yeah. Thank you.
Love
thank you, thank
so
you.
Much. And you're so pure. Not into the vibrators. Now, the umbrella thing maybe is a little... You know what? I'm going to move one umbrella somewhere. It's nice, though, right? The umbrella?
Yeah.
It's nice feel.
Appropriate.
What? You want the umbrella? Yeah. Thank you, Justin. All right. Justin, by the way, took the photograph on our cover shot of Dume squirting.
I had no idea. That was my little euphoric land. My euphoric land. When you get into squirting so much, you kind of go very euphoric. And
it just, yes. I mean, you know, you don't, that's what pictures are for, to look at later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because while you're in it, you're in the zone. This is a total zone. This
it is.
Is
very
zone.
Sexual zone.
Mm.
And you just want to keep doing it to get back there again. It's a drive. It is.
Oh, Lola would like to join us. How about if Lola joins us? Yeah.
She's got such a cute smile, doesn't she?
Yes, I know. I was looking at her
this way so she
when something was happening.
There we go. I'll scoot closer to you.
Lola is so pretty. Look at that. And look at that pretty dress. That red dress. What was that?
I have on panties. I'm overdressed.
Oh, let's see the panties. No, model them, please. Oh, stand up. Stand up. Let's see the panties. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
Ah, what's your Twitter?
Lola Hart XXX.
Lola Hart XXX. Okay, panty boy. Look at these panties, baby. Mm-hmm. I think that requires a turnaround there.
I'm Ottawa.
Yeah. Definitely nice. I'm just holding the microphone out into space here.
Those You're following
nice,
her.
Nice, cute panties with... For those of you who are just listening, they have little hearts. Okay. Oh, but now you pulled your dress down? I don't think so. No. No, 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 no. I think actually it should go up the other way, right? Up the other way?
Keep going.
Okay. Oh, matching bra.
There we go.
Very nice. Matching bra with little hearts. Okay. And off. Okay, is that my mic? In conjunction here. So this has to be held over there. And I think she has to either pull the boobs out of the bra or remove the bra. Choice. Pull the boobs out of the bra. Yes. Okay. So who's going to do a shot off of Lola's boobs? You are. Angie. Okay, so Dumay and I'll kiss while you do that. Okay, and you shouldn't have to hold the microphone, though. I will hold the microphone. You've got the shot. Here's the salt. You got salt? Okay, this is our salt, then. All right, and here's the microphone. And let's just... Now that they're busy. Where are sportscasters? Larry, Max...
Dumay and Susie
boys,
are in the lead.
The boys are... Okay, Tasia, you have to give a little flow, but play blank.
Lola's just getting into the race. Oh! She scores!
Oh, I love you.
We have a male smorgasbord going on here.
On the menu tonight? Balls up. Pretty good, yeah?
Yeah, yummy.
It's like a PTA meeting gone wrong.
Come on, baby. Squirt it out. There you go.
Squirt it out, yeah.
Let's see some more squirting. There we go. There we go some more.
Squirt. Hey, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Spring showers have arrived.
Oh, yeah. Here goes some into the bowl.
What's the forecast?
Okay. Geyser of desire. Okay, we got enough in the bowl now. Let's put some of that in. Okay, but you can keep going.
No, I'm gonna rest.
Oh, you're gonna rest.
She's been squirting all week, every day.
I'll see
you later. Can I rub this on your tit? You know, I just can't get enough of you. Let's hear it for Squirt Queen Dumais and Champagne Glass Number 2. See if it tastes any different. Okay. I have to put my hat on for
2012
this.
Vintage.
The taste. Still clear and a little thick, but just very, very fresh. It's nature's own elixir of life. Holy water, brothers and sisters. And I have been baptized in Dumais Squirt. These stockings, I'll never wash them. They're just, whoa, you're just amazing. Well, I know, I have too much stuff. It's a big dick over there. Yeah. Where's the microphone? It's at your feet? Or? No, there it is. Okay, we have to.
It's still attached.
Here we go. How are you feeling?
A little shaky.
Mm-hmm. Shaky?
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot out of me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's relax.
If I keep going, I keep going.
What is a good thing to do when you feel shaky? Do you need some water?
Well, water, or a lot of times I have to have covers on top of me because I get just
covers.
Cold and shaky. Yeah, if I keep going to, like...
I'm going to just get on top of you.
That's usually what I ask for.
Okay,
and
a little water.
Warm, yeah.
Maybe some water. Water.
Thank you. Yeah.
On some of the worst cases, she actually dehydrates and shakes really, really bad. She'll shake for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. What do you do then?
I just go off and watch TV or something.
That's a Texas.
That's my man.
Husband. Oh, yeah, right.
No, he puts the water in my hand and he puts the blankets or whatever he can find.
He does take care of me. That's obvious because you're in good
mm-hmm.
shape, girl.
Thanks.
You are doing mm-hmm. good. Let's hear it for the husband. Okay, Larry Dumais. Woo! Mm-hmm. I don't think that was enough, really. Come on, Larry Dumais. Would anyone else like to try? Give Dumais a break. Would you like to try to squirt?
Make her squirt?
No,
she's squirt. You don't.
Yes, no, no. Yeah,
you
no.
Squirt.
Yeah.
You want to
try?
If someone can find my point.
Someone can find her point.
I think that sounds like a job for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, you know,
you're
could
good.
Help
you're
me.
Good. I'll help. I'll
okay,
help.
You could help. Okay, you want to try? Okay, so I think we should trade the love rug for another towel here. Let's see. We have Mother Mary. If that's against your Hungarian upbringing, we won't use that. But is that okay? Yeah? Mother Mary? Okay, so let's roll up the love rug here. Okay. See, we're very prepared. We have different towels and mats. Okay, excuse me. All right. Okay, so, you know, what the hell? Let's give it a try. It's a little wet. Okay, it's very wet, actually. It's actually drenched. Okay, so here we go. Here's Mother Mary right here.
Let's jizz on her.
Something like that. I don't know if we call this jizz. It's more like Jill. You know? Jizz always, I think of whiteness. White, thick, spermy stuff. And, okay, so you're gonna, you know what? Actually, in the, there's a little, do you like glass? Do you like a toy or no? No toy. You know,
I have it.
Let me just keep this here. Right, okay. Okay, I need a microphone because I can't even hear her. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Yes, my dear.
Okay, so I'm not guaranteed anything.
You're not guaranteed? Of course not.
All right.
You don't usually do this, right?
No,
this is
no.
Sometimes it happens.
Yes.
And usually it doesn't. And so we're just going to play.
Okay.
To give Dume a break. So that's all you're doing. You don't
cool,
have any pressure.
Cool.
No pressure.
Cool.
We're just going to look at your body. Okay.
All right.
So that we're going to do. You know, that that's a given, that we're going to all look at your body.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You're an artist. Your body is the art.
Okay.
Okay.
She says that so sweet, doesn't she?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So now... what do you like? what kind of play? I know what Dume likes. Dume likes a lot of kissing.
Okay, for me, I need a big cock or a big
cock.
Beard.
All right, Larry?
I'm there.
Okay. Max? Max? Okay.
I'll take one for the team if I have to.
Well, should we find a cock in the room?
Or a big dildo?
A big dildo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, this, have you ever tried glass? Yeah. The great thing about glass is, as long as it's clean, you can use it between people. This is Mother Mary. Okay, Tasia is a little perverted and loves the religious dildos that we have. But this is a little bit awkward because, I don't know. Do you like this?
Bigger.
Bigger.
It's much bigger.
Bigger.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we got the Buddha. Look at how big the Buddha. The Buddha's gigantic. Look at that. Now this we have to use a condom with this.
Yeah.
Do you want to use this?
Okay.
Big?
Okay.
Or something that's a G-spot stimulator. I don't know.
No.
And what is this? This one's a vibrator. Look at this.
And we have a double dong.
And we have a double dong. We could...
No, just one.
Just one. She just wants one. Okay. Well, your choice. And then there's fingers. We have fingers. I will try. I found some spots before.
All right. So let's
okay. So then we'll put this over here, in case we need it. And a condom should be nearby, in case we want the Buddha suddenly inside of us, or say, Mother Mary, I want you inside of me. Okay. So, look at these shoes. Excuse me, fetishists. Oh, here's a cock ring. How about the pussy pump?
I got mine.
Should we use that? I don't know. There's a feather. Okay. So now, we're going to see what happens here. All right. This is the lovely Angie Noir's pretty pussy. Outside, because really the G-spot is the other side of the clitoris. That's all it is. Would you like to be smacked
yes.
a little bit? Yeah. How did I know that?
You know everything.
I wish. That would be really great. And it would... I mean, I didn't have to just pretend to know everything. Feeling around, and I feel a little area, okay, right here. How does that feel? What's going on? We have a girl drinking squirt. Okay, just a moment.
All right.
We have no, don't close your legs. A girl is drinking squirt. Okay, thank you very much. All right, you know, this is a community here. We have to pay attention. Champagne Dume is going around the room right now, even as we are exploring the G-spot of Angie Noir, hot MILF girlfriend of Dume. And, I think you need to kiss her.
I was just going in for
that. Okay. I don't mean to... Oh, yeah. Go in for that nipple. Yeah.
good.
We don't know if we're going to squirt. But
no.
Can I have some applause for is good, please? Thank you very much. Okay. It's good. It smells good. Smell that. Yeah, lick that. Well, if you're going to lick that, why don't you lick that?
So the reason it's so quiet on this radio station is because we're underwater and the ship is sinking.
That's right, we are underwater.
But actually what is going on here on the bed in the main stateroom is there's a bunch of broads having sex. Okay? So if you're listening on radio, that's all that's going on, okay? Now if you're watching... That's
juicy.
Even better, because then not only do you get the sounds, you get the sex. You hear that slapping?
That's pussy slapping.
That's pussy slapping. Pussy slapping. You know about pussy slapping, right?
Mm-hmm.
You slap your own pussy, right, sometimes, and sometimes somebody slap your pussy, and sometimes you slap a dick around, right?
Push out a little.
See, they don't
so
like
wet.
Me so much on camera. They like
so
the pussy
wet.
Better than me.
You're talking. That's good.
I'm
we're
talking,
busy.
Baby. You're fingering. I'm talking.
Fingering. I got
you dig, I talk.
Inside.
Go to drsusanluck.tv.
You know three
to
fingers
view.
Inside.
Squirting.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking, squirting.
Oh.
And the hottest milfs you'll
like
ever find
broadband.
Under one roof.
Can I try my glass thing? Let's just try. Can I try this? Yeah? Here we go. Well, whether she squirts or not, it looks
pretty
hot.
If you're listening to this, you should get an AT&T connection, then we can up your broadband. And then you could hear more. Actually, you can watch this with the whole family. Oh, except for the kids.
Make for a perfect Christmas gift.
Oh, it's so juicy. I hear it. I should have a microphone.
It's
next.
Juicy.
It's very juicy.
It's very juicy.
It's squirting a little bit. It is squirting. It is.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
It's squirting. It's getting
squirting.
Very wet. It's not a geyser like Dumais.
Put your
it's
ear next
a very
to them,
small
to
squirt, right?
Your,
you see it?
Put your ear
you
next
see it?
To the
I see
speaker.
It. Yes! Okay. Yes! Yes! Yes!
That's
yes!
Hip.
Yes! Oh. Right? Yeah. It squirted. Woo! Woo! Mother Mary has been baptized by Angie Noir.
All right.
The assistant from...
Well.
Congratulations.
You want to call down to the engine room, get the pumps running?
Okay.
We're listening.
Oh, wow. We are sailing the high seas of squirt here at 32nd
with a squirt
salon
here and a squirt
of
there.
The Dr. Susan Block Show. And it's wet. Do you want to try?
Avion. Tell the joke. Okay, so we have an audience member, Susie, who came up with the name of Dumais water or squirt that she'll sell at
it's
the bar.
Not, if
afterwards.
It's Champagne Dumais, I already
it's
came up with that.
Instead of
or Chateau
Avion,
Dumais.
Wait,
Chateau Dumais is another one.
Mavion.
Mavion. Mavion. Dumavion.
And you can get that at any 7-Eleven?
Well, yeah.
Or the local Ralphs.
The local speakeasy.
Very good, very good. Who should we credit that to? Do they have a name?
Oh, Scott.
Scott Dumavion. Okay. But where's the microphone? Where'd it go?
Uh-huh.
Angie made me work. Mm.
Say the bald guy with the cancer.
Okay.
Here we go.
So, what were we?
I got
bald. Who was talking? How are you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah. How is a squirting orgasm different for you from a regular orgasm?
I think when it's happening, I'm go away. I'm not here more than.
So it's more intense.
Yeah, when
it's wilder.
A normal orgasm, more like in I am inside my body.
Yeah.
It's like inside. This is more go out.
Go out.
I'm losing my body.
Losing your body.
Yeah.
Well, I found it. Yeah. All right. And how about you? How's it different? A squirting orgasm.
Why is it singing? More euphoric.
What is going on? More euphoric. Okay.
Yeah.
Almost
an out-of-body experience. You have to lose
it's
control.
It's like you're eliminating something from your body.
Yes, very freeing at the same time, yeah.
It's freeing. It's a release. Mm-hmm. Release your inner bonobo. Yes, very good. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try it?
Oh, I'm just taking notes. Right?
You're taking notes. Okay, that's okay. She's new. Okay. So we're going to put Dume back in the middle just in case. With a fresh towel, just in case. No pressure or anything. Okay, so, Mother Mary, you have done your job. Mother Mary has been baptized.
Let's not offend anyone.
Why is that offensive? This is holy water, Sister Mary. Mother Mary. This is holy water. And this is something that...
You're going to get Jesus pissed off, you know.
Why? I think Jesus... would approve. Jesus is the one that told the apostles, let the woman spend the money on the massage oil, because I need a fucking massage. Right. And I'm not going to be with you forever. The poor will always be with you. So, this is free. It didn't even cost anything. You know, it's not like that frankincense. It's holy water, brothers and sisters. It's a beautiful thing. And it's very wet. Okay.
The towel costs money.
Yeah, but we can wash it. All right. So I think for Dume somehow.
What is this now?
What is this? Which towel is this?
Who is this?
This is like in.
Who are we gonna squirt on?
Open 24 hours. This is good. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is it. Okay.
Who is that?
Let's just move. This one, this is a good towel here. It's big, strong towel.
Who are we squirting on? What
is
that?
Well, Dume is just going to sit here, and we're just going to hang out and talk.
What's that towel?
It just says open 24 hours. I mean,
open 24 hours,
it's
okay.
It's a Vegas towel or something. I don't know. It's like,
totally. Wait till you get to the gates of heaven, then.
Okay, maybe we should all have a water.
They're going to be asking you some
questions.
Can we
have some water? Where is...
Were you ever at this show?
Tasia?
How many times did you go to this show?
A little water, please. Oh, here is the lovely and sweet aphrodisiac, who does squirt, but is afraid to do so in public. Thank you. Okay, she's actually pouring two of them. Very good. And she always has interesting nail polish. Okay, so now we have this microphone.
She also carries a big stick sometimes.
Look at these great shoes, excuse me.
Bigger than mine.
But Dume, these are not like the bedazzle shoes or something, you know? Get them from the Kardashians or anything, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay, these are good Texas shoes.
Yes, good.
Very nice.
They hold me up, and I'm still not as tall as he is.
You know, how can you be a basketball player here? What is this pussy pump? You know, can we have a look at that, please? Huh?
I have an income.
Right. Have you ever used one of these?
I haven't.
You haven't? Should we try it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Can somebody please grab the pussy pump here and let's just see what happens.
Indian giver.
No, I'm giving it to you. It's your wife. Here. What, he wanted to use it on himself? Okay.
Now, what is this?
This looks very medicinal.
What is it?
It's called a pussy pump.
Oh, yeah, I had those at the hospital.
Okay, should we open this? Yeah? Okay. No, this is...
They were pumping on my... Pumping on my... Yeah.
Okay, we need the mic. Okay, now you can hold it because you're not squirting.
Yeah, my friend had one, but it didn't look like that.
This is from Adult
cylinder.
Play Parlor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know.
This does look a little bit medicinal.
Looks almost like a jock strap thing.
Tasia, am I doing this right? Do I just stick it in here?
Don't ask me.
You don't know. Okay.
Let me do it.
Here, you do it. You're the strong girl with no fingernails.
Have you ever done one of those?
No. I mean, I don't know what it is, really. This is an experiment. Tasia's going to experiment with it on her stomach to make sure it's safe.
Oh, you squeeze? Okay, and then you... Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, so you squeeze...
Did someone take a picture of this? Excuse me. Hey, go over here.
This
is the PG picture of the pussy pump. Can someone take a picture of this, please?
Sorry, where,
is that gross? No. Hey, no. Put
it
back on.
Put it
back on. We need a picture.
Put it on.
Oh,
PG version.
PG version of the pussy pump.
And then put your thumb, and it'll suck.
There you go. Hey, I don't need a catheter anymore.
Oh, you want on my butt?
I can just use that thing.
Well, now, don't, not in your butt. Okay. No, that's okay.
Could get a little... muddy.
Okay. Don't pull anything out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some gedunk-gedunk.
Now you got gedunk-gedunk, right.
Pussy pop edition.
Okay.
Looks like you have a breast growing.
Can you get that off? Okay. Whoop. All right. Now here we go. Are you ready for this, Dume? You didn't want the Sibian. What you wanted was the pussy pop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Here you go.
Okay, so here you go.
See how this works.
All right, I'm going to the kitchen and have a meatball.
Now, Tasia, am I doing this right? I just go...
Nope. No. You squeeze the air in.
Okay, you...
And then you cover the holes and it'll suck pussy air
Okay, you do it.
And then you squeeze the air in, cover it, and it'll keep sucking.
Wow.
Are you feeling it? Am I doing it opposite of what I'm
doing? Oh, look, your pussy is growing.
Your
pussy is growing in here.
It
wow.
Here.
How long is one of those?
Oh, I broke it already. Oh, I broke it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Here, it's good. Her
is
pussy is getting very large. Everything's bigger in Texas, and now Dume's pussy is getting as big as Texas. Oh, yeah. What does it feel like? Does it feel good?
It feels like no, not really.
No. Okay. Well then, let's. Can we make it go down? How do we make it go down?
Oh, here, maybe this thing.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, there's a release valve.
Okay. Yeah. Release. All right.
Release,
well,
release.
It was very interesting. Put that in the box and give it to Larry. Okay.
I need it.
Okay. No, Larry's gonna figure out things to do with this. This is definitely an interesting device.
Possibly.
Okay. But you know, Dume is a very pure person. Dume is not into all these fancy gadgets.
Pulling it out wasn't very sexual at all.
No. You know, we try things here.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I was open to trying.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You know, and it was Larry that picked it. I mean, I hate to say that, but... to choose.
Yeah.
You know, just let's get close up here. Mm-hmm. Just a little close to our source of this great champagne. I feel like this is some vineyard. Mm-hmm. We're massaging the grapes. Mm-hmm.
the matter, Larry? Are you playing with your pussy pump?
That's just between me and you, okay?
You have such a hot wife. You are the luckiest guy in the world. You know that?
Yeah, I'm happy camper. She turned a lesbo on me, though.
Well, some guys wouldn't complain about that. Although you can tell me more about that. I'm a therapist, you know.
Can you book me in next week?
Good squirt. The great geyser of love. Jumei, so beautiful. Nature's finest wine, yes. And I'm soaking in it. Yeah. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Look what you did to me again.
I know. I mean, golly gosh, goddess. Let's hear it for the great guys and the goddess. The goddess Jumei. 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 May, brothers and sisters. Whoa, ho, ho. Oh, you're just so amazing. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Those kisses.
Those kisses. Those squirts. I just love how my legs are covered with it. I just have this feeling my legs won't grow any hair on the calves for like 2 months or something from this.
Happen.
You know, I just feel as though this is going to be some kind of a treatment of glorious feminine beauty. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. I am just drunk on Dumais. Champagne Dumais. Squirt Salon number 32. April showers from the Dumais flower. Super Soaker 2012. Mm. What time is it? I don't even know. Oh, we're over time. We're over. So we are going to wind ourselves up because we're soaked. It's been a Super Soaker Saturday night, and we are pleasantly soaked. And first of all, I want to thank my featured guest, my squirting star, the great geyser of desire, the Texas MILF. Jumei, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And of course, mwah. Find you on Twitter. And just for the people that do not know, there are some ignorant people out there that don't know how to spell your name. They think it's spelled like D-O and then M-A-Y or something.
It's
April
close.
Showers yeah. Bring Jumei flowers. But it's spelled D-U... Oh, no, no.
D-E...
D-E...
A-U...
You got it spelled. I'm drunk
X-
on your...
M A
D U
D E A U X M A.
Okay, that's almost as bad as the guy who discovered the G spot here. But anyway, you got it. You follow her on Twitter, and you just do everything you can to help Jumei squirt more, and that's it. And we love Jumei so much. I mean, I can't
thank
even
you,
tell
thank
you.
You.
I love you so much on so many levels,
I love
personally
you too.
And. You're such a good person, and I love you, and you always bring me a little present.
Yes.
And
deserve it.
Well,
you're a sweetheart.
I don't know if I deserve it, but it doesn't matter because you give it to me. And you're always just such a sweetheart, and you're a good Twitter tweet.
I know.
Then there's this other thing of you, this miracle. You are what what those magicians call a miracle of you're a great wonder of the world. You are, and you have a gift, and you share that gift. You inspire women, and you turn on men, and you enlighten people, and you cover the world with the beautiful elixir of life, the squirts, and it enlightens people. It opens them up, and it's just such a healing, wonderful thing. Thank you so much.
Without Dumaid, there would be no oceans or rivers.
Yes. And here's
a
wonderful tributary right here. Okay, thank you for contributing your squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Angie Noir.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that because I know it's a little rarer for you, and you did
yes.
it so beautifully. Yes, and we're going to follow you too. Where? Angie Noir.
Thank you.
A N G I E N O I R. See, I can even spell that when I'm drunk on squirt. But she's also a great artist, so follow her for art and nastiness. Okay, and Lola has disappeared. She's, she'll be back.
Okay. Wherever Lola went.
Okay. And Larry, thank you
for being
part of the show tonight. Okay.
Enjoyed it.
All right, I think we're addicted to Larry now. Every time you're on, he's going to be on.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, I think so. All right. And next time he's going to have to fuck you anally.
Oh, hell, I'm all for that.
He'll be up for that one.
Okay,
I know.
Get ready.
Whoa.
All right, so, let's say thank you to Lola. Lola. Lola's got such great panties.
Lola. Hello. Lola went somewhere. She's back.
Oh, yes, Lola. So where do we find you?
Yes, where do we find you?
I love that pussy pump, by the way.
What?
I want one.
You want what?
A pussy pump.
Oh, a pussy pump.
That looks so fun.
Oh, yes, adult play parlor. Thank you. I think that's the only one we have right now. But where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Lola Hart XXX.
Okay.
It's Lola, Hart, XXX.
All righty. We will follow you. And now we have panties. Just put on some panties. For Panty Boy. any panties you like.
Oh, yeah.
Panty Boy panties. Here you go, Panty Boy. You get squirt.
Because,
of course, the squirt is still dripping from their pussies.
These are emergency panties.
These are 911 panties.
In case of civil war, or natural disasters, we have panties. 911 panties.
A cute bonobo that matches my outfit.
I want candy.
Okay, so I think that's everybody pretty much. So
if they bomb your ass,
basically,
have extra pair of panties.
Yeah, thank you for joining us for this 30-second Dr. Susie Squirt Salon. April Showers. From Dumaid Flowers. April Showers Super Soaker. Yeah! We're going to have more squirt salons. In the meantime, try squirting tonight if you're a girl, or if you're a boy, you can try squirting tonight. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Can I have the bonobo sign? Can somebody get me the bonobos?
Got it? Here.
Here we go. Make like bonobos. Somebody take a picture. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
That's cute.
We love you. And we love you, Dumaid.
We love you.
The milfiest. Okay, let's do a group picture in the squirt.
All right, from our house to your house, thank you for having us. And we'll see you next week, or we'll see you 24 hours a day. From anywhere in the world, don't forget to occupy. It's our world. Take it over. Take them out one by one. Gently, of course. Take care.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.